In a world controlled by emotions and societal pressure, fantasies get to rule over facts. On this show, we bring to the table discussions, opinions, arguments, all with facts. Welcome to Buzz with B. Facts. Over fans.
Hey guys, welcome back. It's Blessing here, and this is Buzz with B. On today's episode, we're going to be looking at the topic Ancient Wisdom for Modern Living, and in particular, we're going to be looking at Stoicism and Buddhism. Now, before I continue, disclaimer, I'm a Christian. I believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. That's my religion. But there are times where we have to look beyond our beliefs in order to learn, in order to expand, right? Because I know some people say, oh, Stoicism, Buddhism, they are worshipping this, they are worshipping that. I've been watching a lot of videos on these things lately, and I discovered that you can't exactly pin it as a religion or pin it as a way of life or pin it as teachings. It's just basically principles, just like the way we have the principle of, oh, anyone that walks is person that eats, or karma, or all of those funny stuffs. Just like we have principles like those are what this, I would say, school of thoughts are, right? I wouldn't really call them religion, I would call them schools of thoughts. So, and basically, we're just going to be looking at what all of that is and how we can apply it in our day-to-day life. So, starting with Stoicism emanated in the 300 BCE, and it started with a guy named Zeno of Sintium. That's what we call the modern day Cyprus right now. And this was someone who was very influential, very rich. He had everything, you know, just like Job in the Bible. And then all of a sudden, he lost his goods at sea, everything, his wealth, all vanished in like one moment, all before his eyes. And then this guy took some time to reflect on himself. You know, he started visiting the library, reading about Socrates, reading about the Cynics, and then he began to bring up the principle of, you know what, this is part of life, and it's something that the only way you can come out of it is to what? Is to find the positive in it, is to focus on the good things. Like, Stoicism literally teaches you to focus on what you can control and accept what you can't. Let me make it a little bit realistic, right? Let's assume you're playing a video game. And in this video game, obviously, you have an opponent, right? And you have your attack weapons, maybe a gun, a sword, and stuff. Now, what you can control in that video game is how you attack. You can't control your opponent, right? Because that's probably automated. You can't control his moves, but you can control your defenses. You can control how much power you want to level up to. You can control how much attack you want to throw at this person. But one thing you can definitely not control is your partner's movements. That's how life is. Imagine life as that partner. You cannot control what life throws at you. You cannot control what life decides to switch up on you. But one thing you can control is how you react to these situations. And one thing I learned about the Stoics is that we basically do not feel bad or get down by a particular event. We get down by the judgment of that event. So for example, you're a young person, you've been applying for a job, and this job has been going really, 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 really well, and you've passed stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, stage 4. Probably at stage 5, they now say, oh, we're sorry, this is where it ends. Unfortunately, email hits you. And some people definitely like maybe commit suicide, or, you know, just zone out mentally or something. And trust me, in this mental crack of society nowadays, this is a principle that I feel like everybody should emanate. Everybody should literally chew this principle and swallow it. Because Stoicism will help you stay calm and make the best of every situation, even if it's not exactly what you hoped for. And to me, that is one stage I feel like I really want to reach in my life. Like, it's a stage where I hope for good things, but in a case where it does not happen the way I want it to happen, it doesn't push me off track, whether mentally, physically, any alley, it doesn't push me off. I'm still able to accept what I can't control and control what I can. Same thing in a breakup or whatever. You can't control your partner's feelings for you, but you can control how you react to that breakup. I feel like Stoics just basically help us to learn that there's nothing in this life that's happened to you that's not happened to somebody else. Truly, what do you want to imagine that can happen to you today that has not happened to somebody else? I actually thought about it one time. I can't begin to imagine what. So if it has happened before, it's basically like a cycle of life. If it has happened before, you're not going to be the first, you're not going to be the last. You definitely have to look for a way to come out of it, because they say there's light at the end of the tunnel. No situation lasts forever. And the same thing with Buddhism too. Buddhism is like a special potion that helps you to find peace and happiness. Let's even use this AFCON Nigerian game, for example, with all the hopes and everything. Let's assume, God forbid, Nigeria lost. You're going to be sad. Like, we're going to... I literally heard of some people that had heart attacks when Nigeria, or people that died when Nigeria, like, lost their second goal. This is what you not being able to have control over yourself, over your life can cause. Because in the end, we actually won here. But imagine we actually lost. Is that the end of the world? Like, okay, we lost. Okay. Life has to go on. Do you understand? Like, Buddhism literally encourages us to understand that winning and losing are a part of the game of life. Life is a game. It teaches you to calm down. It literally teaches you to accept the rules of this game. That's what these principles do. They teach you to accept the rules of the game, because people believe that, oh, it's all about winning. I want to win. But that's not how it's going to be. That's not what it's always going to be about. You have to take some losses sometimes, and that's fine. I'm not really sure how you get there, but I feel like it's by practice, because it's not really by mouth, like saying, oh, I will. How do you know you will when it hasn't happened to you? They say you can't judge the situation you've not been in. So try to start from your small losses. Oh, you said you were going to be productive today, do this, do that. But unfortunately, one boss just sent you an emergency work and you had to leave everything that you wanted to do to go and do that, and then you're not happy. Okay, it's part of life. I will do it later on. I will do it when I can. As far as you're not being distracted by, like, maybe leisure things or other things, you will still do it. And like I said, in today's society, in fact, I cannot begin to imagine how these people even came up with these principles then, because it feels like it's what we need now, especially in, like, today's modern world where everything is just so messed up. Like, you literally need some principles, some armors to go through life, to go through this world, because it can crack down on you like thunder. Can't think of anything now, but it can literally crack down on you and just make you, like, depressed and stuff. And trust me, you do not want to be under the influence of that. So basically, this is what I've learned so far about Stoicism and Buddhism. That's why, if you listen very closely to my analogy, you will notice that it's not exactly a religion, but they're like schools of thoughts, right? They're like principles. Another thing with Stoicism is that they work under four principles, which are wisdom, justice, courage, and temperament. So these are the four principles of... They have like their indigenous name, but these are like the English names. Wisdom, temperance... is it temperance or temperament? One of them. Then justice and courage. And one scenario that made me remember justice was Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela was literally locked up for 27 years. And after that, after what happened to that guy, when he came out, he was still advocating for peace. Why? Because he looked at it as the past. Like, this has happened in the past. It's not something I can control. I can't go back and get those 27 years of my life. What did he do? He marched for peace. He advocated peace. And at the end of the day, he still won, like, the whole war with racial equality and all of that. He still won the war. So if there's anything you're going to take out from this podcast today, it is control the things that you can control and accept the things that you cannot control. Let them be. You can try your best. I mean, you can try, but let there be a point you know that, okay, you know what? I have tried my best. This is what it is. You know, some people will say, oh, it's the will of God. Just let it go. Anyhow you want to, just let it go. Just let it go. Even if you want to say, oh, maybe that's the will of God, no problem. But as far as you've seen that this thing is beyond my control, you have to just let it go. I know some of you may say, oh, but it's hard. Like, for example, somebody loses his whole family, his job, his five children, blah blah blah. How does that kind of person move on? He will move on, because there's literally nothing you can do in that situation. You can't bring them back to life, can you? So you have to. And I'm not saying, oh, form hard guy and then chest it, and then the next day go to the club and no. You, it's okay to hurt. It's okay to feel angry. It's okay to question. It's okay to express whatever emotions comes to you at that moment. But what I'm saying is you just have to accept the fact that there's nothing you can do about this now and focus on the things that you can change. That's one scenario. Another scenario is, oh, maybe you're a drug addict or you're a porn addict or whatever. That is something you can control by how seeking help. So these two principles literally help us to discern things that we should actually be focusing on and let be the things that we can't do anything about, so that it doesn't serve as time wasters in the future. Do you understand? It doesn't serve as time wasters on our journey to destiny. It's still a principle that I'm still trying to like wrap my head around, you know, and learn a lot about them, because I've literally been watching like so many videos and reading articles about it. But I just felt like this little one that I know I should share with you guys, because it's so important. And I feel like this is a stage that I've reached in my life, but I'm still aiming for a higher degree of control. And I hope that everyone listening to this podcast too is going to achieve that. And I'll be sure to see you guys in my next episode. I love you guys so much for always coming back to listen to me. Thank you so much. I will forever remain your beautiful host, B, and bye guys.